Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We are so excited that you've elected to spend some of your valuable time with us tonight. You won't be disappointed. We have a wonderful show. If you're listening on 95.9 in the Palm Beaches, please be careful driving up 95 in the Turnpike on this glorious day, right? Today is a Chamber of Commerce day. In the Treasure Coast, 106.9, we're just as excited that you are here as well. The show tonight is really interesting. Many of us seniors, and I can relate to this because it happened to me, many seniors retire too early or they get excised from their job during economic problems with their existing firms, and they don't want to waste all their talents. Older employees have enormous skills. They have a great work ethic. They have knowledge born of education and real-world experience, and they can be amazing assets to some employers, like myself, for example. My guest tonight, Rosemary Nixon, has devoted herself in her senior years to helping seniors live their best lives possible and to find meaningful and gratifying employment. I know I can't wait to talk to her, and you should stay tuned for this very enlightening show. Two announcements first. First, please get vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated. Why are you taking a chance? There is enough data out there to protect yourself. I don't want to lose you. Nobody wants to lose you. Your family doesn't want to lose you. Do what you can. Protect yourself. Protect others. Get vaccinated. And two, I am never, ever political on this radio show, and I intend to maintain that stance. I bring politicians on occasion to talk about things that are important to you, but I rarely ever take a political stand. Tonight's going to be different, all right? Before the end of the show tonight, I'm going to tell you why a particular restaurant, Uncle Eddie's in Jupiter, is a restaurant that I personally will never go back to. And I would encourage you to do that as well. So stay tuned, because I'm going to tell you what happened at Uncle Eddie's. And it isn't about the food, all right? And it's not about the service. It's much deeper than that. It's about who we are as a people. So stay tuned, because at the end of the show, I'm going to tell you all you need to know about that. But that's not why you're here. You're here to listen to my guest, and let me tell you a little bit about Rosemary Nixon. She is an innovator. She believes in our ability to create whatever we want in our lives, but sometimes people need help doing that. She coaches people in creating a retirement plan that includes creating new careers, maintaining health and wellness, leisure and social choices, personal development, relationships, and where to retire. She brings 50 years of experience in city planning as executive director of the Retired Senior Volunteer Program of the Greater Hartford, executive director of the YWCA for the Hartford region, and as a commercial banker and adjunct at the University of Hartford Graduate School of Business. And as if that's not enough, she was a financial advisor for Ameriprise Financial in Boca Raton. She has been successful in creating five careers for herself and has retired twice to create new ventures. Rosemary has an undergraduate and graduate degree from Northeastern University in political science and public administration, as well as an MBA in finance and organizational development from the University of Hartford. She is a certified retirement coach with Retirement Options, the leader in retirement assessment, life planning, and training for the practice of non-financial preparation for retirement. Retirement Options is a subsidiary of Career Partners International, a global career management firm. And the reason she's here tonight is because she is the founder of a new nonprofit called Encore of Palm Beach County. That's www.encorepbc.org. The purpose of Encore is to connect over 50 adults to new work, both paid and volunteer. So welcome to the show, Rosemary. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Scott. I appreciate being here.
Thank you. So the reason you're here is Encore. So I don't think a lot of people are familiar with Encore. They don't know much about it. Admittedly, I knew very little about it until a few weeks ago, and then I was edumacated. Tell us what Encore is and what it does.
Okay. Encore Palm Beach County is a nonprofit, 501c3 nonprofit, and it, as Scott has said, we seek to connect people over 50 with new work and volunteer opportunities. We are a volunteer organization ourselves. Everybody on my board and everybody we work with are volunteers. Perhaps the more important thing is for me to say why I started to begin with. In 2008, I retired from Ameriprise Financial, and I wasn't ready for retirement. I had spent many years helping people plan for retirement, the financial aspects of it, how to save, how to invest, and so forth. And in the course of doing that, I saw that most people didn't have a vision for their retirement. It was very hard for them to visualize what they were going to do before the first couple of years were over.
Right.
They're going to go fishing, going to play a lot of golf. You know, and what are you going to do after that? I also was unprepared for retirement. I hadn't really thought about what I was going to do, but I looked at what I had done all those years working with people, and I decided to become certified as a retirement coach. And in doing that, it was like starting a new business, another new venture. And in the course of my study and preparation for that, I read a book which was probably the most important influence on me, called Encore by Mark Friedman, who is a social activist of many years standing. And he made two points. He was talking about the older people in our society as an enormous resource that is, to a great extent, untapped. But he made two points that I hadn't really thought about. And the first was that 10,000 people are turning 65 every day in our country and will be for many years to come. And the second point is they will spend, for many of them, 20 to 30 years in retirement, which is different from the way things were for the previous generation.
Sure.
You know, many people stopped working, and then they lived a few years in retirement, and then they passed away. And so there's a challenge there, both for our society and an opportunity. And I decided that we needed an organization in Palm Beach County to tap into that reservoir of skill and experience and talent.
And it's really amazing. The 10,000 people turning 65 a day statistic is not a new statistic. Most people who travel around the senior world have been hearing about that for a long time. But what you describe, you know, is my story. You know, I retired at 58, completely unprepared to retire, had no idea what I was going to do, and was not, as you said, ready to retire. So not everybody retires because they want to. There are a whole host of reasons that we retire, and there really is almost nowhere for them to go to figure out what they want to do when they grow up, right?
Not really. You know, it's I read a very interesting piece of information that for the first years of our life, there are many things that help us move along the path in life through school and guidance counselors and picking out the right college and so forth, but really very little for people in this stage of their lives.
Would I be correct in saying that the perception is that I kind of have a couple of options when I retire? I can become a greeter at Walmart, or I can help somebody push a wheelchair in a hospital lobby. And that doesn't appeal to most, am I right?
No, and that's one of the biggest challenges for people, is that the volunteer opportunities that exist may not be right for them, and the work opportunities may really not either give them the income that they need or the satisfaction. I could remember when I first started Encore, people started to refer people to us. And I was getting calls from people who are retired executives. I remember very strongly a fellow who had been in charge of FedEx Global Operations getting in touch with me. And he said, I don't need a job, but I need something to do that's challenging. And when I look at what the volunteer opportunities are out there, they're just not at my level. To put it that way. So while there are a range of people and their needs, you know, for someone taking care of babies in a prenatal ward may be a very satisfying volunteer opportunity, but other people need something that uses what they know. And that's actually the matching of people to the right volunteer opportunity, and the work opportunity is very similar.
I have no doubt. So seniors, seniors as they reach a certain age, which I guess is senior, but they don't just wake up one day and forget everything they've learned over the last 40 years or 50 years of working. So what are the kind of skills, the both soft and hard skills, that seniors bring to employers that employers who are perhaps hesitant to hire seniors should consider? Because they really do bring some significant skill sets to the workplace, don't they?
Yes. In fact, I had mentioned that there had been a study done in 2018 by CareerSource Florida, which is a nonprofit funded to help connect people to work opportunities. And what they have found in a survey of thousands of employers here in South Florida was that many new incoming employees, younger employees, and people looking for work did not have what we call soft skills. That is, the strengths in interpersonal communication, decision-making, critical skill, thinking skills, decision-making skills, long-range planning, time management, and stick-to-itiveness, really.
Right. Yeah. Now, I find, there are other skills that senior employees have. Anybody who owns a business today would agree with me and understand that today's younger generation, and I hesitate to think of myself as that person who uses that terminology, but, they don't bring the same work ethic. Senior employees have an unbelievable work ethic, typically. The younger generation, just doesn't see work the same way that many in the senior population see work, and those are skills that are really much in need and can really be helpful in the right organization. Am I right?
Yes, the generation that you're talking about, probably my generation, the greatest generation. I actually come from the silent generation. I was born so long ago, we didn't even know how to speak up.
Right.
But we were all trained to be workers and to find satisfaction in work and to achieve through work. And I hesitate to criticize younger people because they have a different, many of them. It's not necessarily that they're irresponsible. It's that they have a different view of life and work.
Right.
Many of them seek to have more balance in their lives between work and everything else.
Right.
Whereas speaking for myself and other people who were born earlier, we gave up a lot to do well at work.
Right.
And so younger people may not be willing to sacrifice quite so much for the job. But there's another thing, Scott. They have watched. The younger people are bright. They have watched over the years changes in the workforce. And we talked about this a little bit. The days of the company being loyal to the employee are long gone. That began in the 80s when companies started laying off older, experienced workers to save money and create greater profits for shareholders. Also, mergers and acquisitions eliminate a lot of jobs. A lot of jobs went overseas.
Right.
And young people may, I'm just guessing here, they may have looked at all this and said, am I going to sacrifice myself for an employer? So I'm just
saying.
No, there's
no question there are two sides to that story.
Sides
to it,
yes.
You are absolutely right. So you have a great big event coming up, which is going to help connect seniors to employers. Am I correct? So tell everybody about this event, because it's a really exciting event. So exciting, I decided to sponsor it.
And we appreciate that, Scott. Thank you very much for your support. When we started Encore, let me just step back a bit. We thought that we would try to tap into the senior population, I say senior over 50 population of Palm Beach County, which is almost 50% over 50 for volunteer work. But as we moved along in meetings, we found a lot of people were looking for work. In fact, since the recession of 2008, a lot of people over 50 lost jobs and never, they may have gotten some employment, but it may not have been at the level or the income level that right. they were at before. So we decided, we better do something. What can we do to help connect people to work opportunities? And so the first thing we did was to, on our website, to gather together all the resources that we could find that would help people find work, whether it was coaching services, career counseling, career source, staffing agencies, and so forth. And so as we met people, we would refer them to that. We don't place people in jobs right. ourselves. We use the resources that are available out there to help them. And then one of our board members, who is a human resource person, her name is Karen Roberts, she suggested that we look at the other side of the equation, identify those employers who are what we call age-friendly. In other words, they have a commitment to recruiting, retraining, and retaining experienced workers. And so we decided to create an event to recognize those employers, because they are out there.
Right.
It's just, how does anybody know who they are?
Precisely.
And the human resource people, really, in organizations like the Human Resource Association of Palm Beach County, are people who are likely to know whether their employer has that kind of commitment. And so our event in October, October 29th at the Airport Hilton, will be the first of its kind, really, to recognize age-friendly employers. And what we hope to do by that is to open up another resource for people so that we can feature them on our website and say, listen, rather than beating your head against a stone wall on Indeed or one of those other job boards, why don't you look at these employers
right.
who have an interest in experienced workers? It's not that we're the first to point this out. Actually, AARP has a program where people, companies, take a pledge to be an age-friendly employer. And we have a link on our website to there.
So what is the website again?
Our website is EncorePBC.org.
And the event date and time?
It will be Friday, October 29th, from 8:30 to 10.
And we're going to tell more about the event when we come back. We're also going to talk about other issues that you may have concern about if you're thinking of going back to work. Are you technology obsolete? We're going to talk about skills training. We're going to talk about all of the opportunities out there if you're looking to go back to work because you need to or because you want to, or if you're looking to fulfill some inner need to just stay busy. And golf is no longer as much fun as it was, which is how I ended up in the home care business, but that's another story. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, I'm here with Rosemary Nixon. Rosemary is the founder of a nonprofit in Palm Beach called Encore Palm Beach. And as she just said, it's EncorePBC.org. It helps put together seniors, people over 50, with employers who are senior friendly, and also to connect with volunteer opportunities. And we're going to tell you some of the other resources out there that are important to you. If you have any questions for myself or for Rosemary, you can call us at 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Eldercare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, Eldercare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make Eldercare 360 part of your team. Eldercare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
Hi, I'm Laura Olivares, the president of Silver Solutions, the senior-focused home services company. Unfortunately, COVID-19 continues to be a reality for too many of us. But thankfully, every day, more and more of our older adults are getting protected by the vaccine. At Silver Solutions, we pride ourselves on protecting older adults as well, from safety improvements to downsizing to emptying the home after the loss of your loved one. Silver Solutions is here to help you move forward with ease and confidence. To find out more, call us today at 877-AGE-SAFE. That's 877-AGE-SAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com. Our team is bonded, insured, and follows rigorous CDC guidelines, including the full use of PPE. Life can bring the unexpected, but when it comes to making growing older safer and less stressful, you can count on us, Silver Solutions.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm thrilled that you've decided to spend your Monday evening with us. My guest tonight, Rosemary Nixon, is the founder of Encore PBC, Encore Palm Beach County. It's a wonderful nonprofit organization that helps put people over the age of 50 who are not yet ready to retire and who want to stay active and engaged, puts them together with organizations that are actively looking for people who want to get engaged. And we're talking about finding companies that will marry your skills to the job. So, as I said earlier, if you tuned in late, it's not just about being a greeter at Walmart, even though there's nothing wrong with that, or volunteering at a hospital lobby, you know, helping people to and from their rooms. All of those are great, but there are many people, myself as an example, who once they retire realize they weren't really ready to retire. And there are tremendous needs and tremendous opportunities out there. What we have to do is put the needs and the opportunities together, and that's what Rosemary does. And before the break, we were talking about a first-of-its-kind event. And so just one more time, give everybody the details of this event that you're doing.
Yes, thank you, Scott. On October 29th, at 8:30 to 10 o'clock, we will be holding the first annual the full title of it is Wisdom and Experience Works for Business Awards, because we believe that it's important to recognize those employers who are what we call age-friendly. They are committed to recruiting, retraining, and that's a very important thing, and retaining experienced workers.
Right.
The reason for that is that a lot of people don't know that there are, in fact, employers out there. Right now, we're seeing a lot of employers scrambling to fill positions, and many of those are at the restaurant, food service, home health care,
right,
level, but there is a need for people at all ranges of the employment situation. And our hope is that as we showcase these employers, people who have found themselves frustrated at trying to get employment will recognize that put your attention with the people who want you.
Right, right. So, Rosemary, I think one of the biggest perceived obstacles, and maybe it's not an accurate perception, is that technology. Seniors either are not capable of dealing with today's technology, or employers think that seniors can, or seniors think that they can't. That's not necessarily true, is it? Right?
No, because people come in all the levels of skill in that area.
Right.
And also, there is the willingness to learn. Now, that varies from people to people.
Right.
And some people are more willing to learn than others. I got a call not too long ago from a man who was frustrated at finding a job on Indeed and the job boards. He had actually been a website manager of websites, and he had gone back to school. He had gotten certifications through, I don't know whether you've ever heard of PC Professor, but that's what they focus on, is improving people's technology skills. And he still wasn't getting anywhere. And I said, why don't you go to the resources that we have on our website, and I made introductions to various people, because he needed help in making personal connections to find work.
Right.
So there are people who are very willing to learn new skills, and there are lots of free resources for that, libraries and other programs. AARP has programs and so forth. One of the biggest problems, Scott, is that employers have not been willing to do the training with their existing employees to improve their technology skills.
Right.
And it isn't just people over 50. I've met people in their 40s who are worried about their ability to keep up because technology is moving very fast.
Right.
So it isn't just a problem for older workers.
Yeah. I always joke, thank God for my 13-year-old grandkids, because without them, I wouldn't be able to get my phone turned on. every time I have a problem, I call it one of my grandchildren. What really makes me nervous is my 5-year-old's got the answer.
But the truth of the matter is, Scott, sometimes that technology issue is used simply to discriminate against older workers, experienced workers, because they perhaps cost more.
Right, and I want to talk about the age discrimination element of what we're talking about tonight, and I will as soon as we come back. If you just tuned in, I'm here tonight with Rosemary Nixon. Rosemary is a very experienced, she's had 5 very successful careers, over 50 years in business, and she began an unbelievable nonprofit called Encore PBC, Palm Beach County, Encore PBC. They're holding a special event. I'm going to give you an opportunity again to write that information down. But we're talking about employment opportunity for seniors. It's a most important subject. We're going to talk about the challenges that senior employees face, and also the challenges that some senior employers face, and how we can merge them together. So if you have questions for Rosemary or myself, feel free to give us a shout. 877-960-9960. It's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. I'm here tonight with Rosemary Nixon from Encore PBC, EncorePBC.org. It's a website if you're thinking about work or volunteer opportunity that you ought to bookmark on your computer and go visit that, because it's an unbelievable resource for you to tell you about the resources that are available to you to get the kind of work that you want to perhaps do. You know, Rosemary, we talked about it right before the break, and we were talking about it even during the break. There is an element of age discrimination, and sometimes it's maybe not even discrimination, and it's just kind of preconceived ideas that are not real. But there is this element of age discrimination. You kind of touched on it when you said people think seniors are too expensive, too experienced, or healthcare costs. There are all of these things that concern employers. What do we do to dispel this? Can we?
That's a big topic.
Yeah. So wrap that up in 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, as you probably know, there has been legislation and lawsuits and so forth with regard to discrimination. And while there's been progress in other areas of discrimination on race and gender and so forth, not much on the age side of things. Because it's harder to prove. It's subtle. And people of all ages experience some kind of discrimination around that. It isn't just older people. I mean, actually, there are people who discriminate against young people.
Right.
And when we talk about the increased costs or the higher costs of the older worker, well, what about the cost of turnover with younger people? I mean, it costs money to replace people. So there are problems perhaps on either end. The perception is that people want to stop working. That's not true. I have met many, many people who want to continue working, not just for money, although there are plenty of people who do, but because they want to stay active, they want to stay engaged, they want to continue to learn. There's also the subtle perception that older people are set in their ways and not willing to learn new things. There have been many medical studies actually done by the people in the field of aging that show that people have the ability to learn new things and be creative at any age of life, even into greater old age. Perception is that people look a certain way when they're older. Well, now, Scott, I'm sitting across from you, and I'm 82. Do I look 82?
No.
Okay. See, I just got you on that, because people have a view, stereotypical view, of what older people look like, and it ain't necessarily so.
No, there's no question about that. I've been a golf rat. You know, I've been a country club rat for most of my adult life. And the reality is I've seen people in their 50s who look like they're in their 90s, and I've seen people in their 90s who play golf like they're in their 50s, right? As I said, you're right. It's more than just discrimination. It's stereotyping behavior. It's assuming certain things are fact that are not in fact, right? It's that people aren't serious about going back to work. And honestly, you know, all the experience I've had with employees of ours who are, I would consider, more senior than kids, they always bring a level of focus and commitment and a willingness to do and a desire to do a good job. There is unquestionably misconceptions about older workers.
There's also a lack of understanding about the contribution that older workers continue to make to our economy. People talk about the silver tsunami and the drag on Medicare and Social Security. The other side of it is that people working longer are contributing,
right,
to Social Security. They're paying taxes. They're buying things. They're consumers. So it's actually in our economic interest as a country to not view older people as non-contributors to society. That is a fallacy.
No, you're right. And look, I think almost everybody at some point in their life has been guilty of that. They become dismissive. I can't tell you how many times I come across and I think I look pretty good for 72 myself. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I come across a circumstance and somebody, listen, old man, you know, or, you know, and I don't think of myself as old. And of course, I do a lot of in the world of Alzheimer's, and the reality is that as we age, we don't see ourselves the same way that others see us. We see ourselves as that 30-year-old, you know, stud or beauty queen, right? It's really interesting. I want to talk more about the economic benefit, and we will as soon as we come back. If you're just tuning in, I'm here tonight with Rosemary Nixon. Rosemary is the founder of Encore PBC. That is an organization, a nonprofit organization, that helps put seniors who really kind of want to work, still want to work, maybe they retired too early, thought retirement was something it didn't turn out to be. Maybe inflation has put a dent in their finances and they need to work. Maybe they want to volunteer, but maybe they just want to do something other than sit and play cards or watch television or play golf every day. If that might be you, you're going to go to her website, because we're going to give you that again in a little bit. And we're going to tell you about an event that she has upcoming, and we're going to talk about all of that. Encore PBC with Rosemary Nixon is my guest. If you have questions for Rosemary or myself, call us, 877-960-9960. That's 877-960-9960.
Hi, I'm Dan Lagani, the CEO of Silver Solutions, the senior-focused company that works like a family for all of your mom and dad's home-related needs as they age, from keeping them safely in their current home to managing a downsizing or relocation to assisted living to emptying a home and distributing the family's treasures after the loss of a loved one. Silver Solutions is there to help families move forward with ease and confidence. If you're worried about your aging parents' safety at home, or you're an older adult concerned about losing your independence, give us a call today at 1-877-8 Age Safe. That's 1-877-AGESAFE. Or visit us online at silversolutions.com for a free consultation. We're bonded, insured, and follow rigorous CDC guidelines on all jobs, including the use of full PPE. You can't stop the aging process, but with Silver Solutions, you can make growing older safer and less stressful for the whole family.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As your parents get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared?
Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. ElderCare 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and resources to assist you and your loved ones with their daily activities of living with healthcare challenges.
As a patient advocate, ElderCare 360 brings together a team of patient-focused, caring professionals with decades of experience. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800.
Make ElderCare 360 part of your team. ElderCare 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're having a great day today, and we're glad that you decided to spend some of it with us. If you're a new listener, this is Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. We're here every Monday night from 6 to 7. We couldn't be more excited that you found us. If you're a regular listener, you know, we're here every Monday night from 6 to 7. It doesn't change for new and old. But we're glad that you're with us. We're glad that you came back. We're talking to Rosemary Nixon tonight. Rosemary is the founder of Encore Palm Beach County. Encore PBC, and we're talking about how the resources are available to work with seniors who are interested in going back to work or volunteer to find the right either job or volunteer opportunity, and it's not limited to those things that we automatically assume that they are. I know one of the things, Rosemary, that you said during the break, which is really important, and I know that you would like to have people hear this, is that sometimes the discrimination may be against the seniors, but sometimes seniors themselves initiate the discrimination because they assume things in play that are not going to be, they're their own worst enemy, is what I'm trying to say. Can we talk about that a little?
Yes. I work with people from time to time as a coach, not just for planning for retirement and not just with Encore Palm Beach County. I sometimes work with people who are looking to find new work after 50. And they've been discouraged with the job boards and so forth. And we all know that there are the computer systems are set up to make it difficult for people over 50 to find new work. But a lot of people don't realize that they think very personally that it's because I'm older that I'm not getting a response. The reality is, if a job is posted on something like Indeed, probably 500,000 people have responded to that ad. And they're younger people, middle-aged people, and older people. So it isn't as clear-cut that there's discrimination against older people. The second thing is that I find working with people that they assume that there's a problem. They assume that they will have difficulty. And when you have those kinds of assumptions and you happen to be able to get an interview, you go into it with the wrong attitudes. You don't view yourself as someone that employer will need, that it's your job to demonstrate what value you bring to them. And don't just assume that they're going to be...
Yeah, sometimes you create your own self-fulfilling prophecy,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And a lot of people don't have a lot of confidence. They need to have it built up because if they've been out of work for a while, it's hard to get back into interviewing for jobs.
Right. So are you finding that... that more employers are becoming more willing to look for older employers, and conversely, are more seniors looking to go back to work, either for financial or because they've been so tired of staying home and watching the news?
Well, with regard to employers, I don't think that there is any specific data on the percent of those that are willing and interested. I guess I would have to say that if AARP can only find X number of employers willing to take a pledge, it's not everyone.
Right.
So I'd have to leave it at that. But I think that I think that people just don't really understand that it isn't. They have a selling advantage. I mean, in many cases, employers do not have to pay for Social Security or Medicare or health benefits for them. So they can actually perhaps, I don't want to use the word settle, but they could live with a lower level of income that maybe they needed when they were in their 50s and supporting a family.
Right. They don't have the expenses, and maybe it just helps them perhaps put off collecting Social Security for another year and gain there. There's a lot of economic benefit to all involved in seniors working, assuming they want to work. Everybody gets a little frustrated. People have to work, because they simply can't afford to retire. But there can be some great, tremendous economic benefit. It primes the economic engine of expense. It can allow you to take that little extra vacation. There's pluses all around. Am I right?
One of the things that people do not understand is that there are consultants to big corporations these days who are trying to educate them on promoting their products to an enormous percent of the population that's quite capable of buying them.
Right.
In fact, the figures today are there are more people over 65 than there are people under 18, and yet many of the commercial entities are promoting to younger people when it's really the older people who have the ability to buy.
The cruise ships have figured that out.
Well, and things like helping to fund their grandchildren's education and so forth and so on.
Right, yeah.
So there's a powerhouse there that actually is not being, unless you watch television, you see that 50% of the ads are for medication of some kind. But many older people are not on medication. Many are not sick. Many are not disabled. And yet you would not know that if you were watching American television.
Well, there's certainly a lot of truth to that. If you just tuned in, I've been here tonight with Rosemary Nixon, who is the founder of Encore PBC, Palm Beach County. It is a nonprofit organization that she founded to help put seniors together with employers and resources. We didn't really get to talk much about the available resources out there for seniors to help retrain, but there are many of those, and a lot of that information is available on their website at Encore PBC, and that website is encorepbc.org, www.encorepbc.org, and it will help seniors find how to find the right opportunity and to find employers who are not only willing but anxious to work with seniors, because seniors bring tremendous benefit to employers who are willing to open their eyes and mind and hearts to bring seniors into the workforce. If you're sorry you missed this show and you want to learn more about this subject, the good news is you didn't miss it, because we podcast it. Yes, we do. Tomorrow, it'll be up and running on a podcast platform under OMG I'm Getting. So wherever you get your podcast, you can hear this show and many, many of the other shows we've done over the last 10 years. But if podcasting's not your thing, and I understand that because I don't do a lot of podcasting myself, palmbeach.comfortcare.com, palmbeach.comfortcare, C-O-M, you know this, C-O-M, F-O-R-C-A-R-E. Do not put a T in there. No T goes there. It won't find us. Palmbeach.comfortcare.com. There's a little radio link up there. I encourage you to look for that. But, of course, there is no reason for you to have to recover the show unless you want to share it with somebody, because you can listen on the iHeartRadio app. I know that you know how to do that. iHeartRadio app. Just search True Oldies in the Palm Beaches, and there we will be every Monday at 6 o'clock. And we simulcast, so you can listen live, simulcast, TrueOldiesFLA.com, TrueOldiesFLA.com. Next week, a show that I am really very much looking forward to. We're going to be talking about medical marijuana. We're going to be talking with Dr. Jessica McCain about medical marijuana. And I know there are a lot of questions about medical marijuana. I myself have more questions than I will ever get to next week. And I know that you do, too. So Dr. Jessica McCain is going to be here in 2 weeks. A show I do every year, one of the most important shows I do each and every year. Open enrollment is here. You can start to see the ads coming up on TV, and your mailbox is being flooded with all these beautiful brochures. Open enrollment for those of Medicare age, Medicare Advantage. If I see Joe Namath on one or more of those commercials, I'm going to punch him. But there's a lot of questions. Should I get traditional red, white, and blue in a supplement? Should I get one of the Medicare Advantage plans? Are they all what they're cracked up to be and advertised to be? Desiree Mearns is going to be here, and we're going to be talking about open enrollment in 2 weeks. And I can't tell you how important that show will be. Rosemary, tell us again about the event that's upcoming, which is so important that you're excited about, the first ever?
First ever Wisdom and Experience Works for Business Awards event on Friday, October 29th, from 8:30 to 10 at the Airport Hilton. The purpose of the event is to showcase those employers who are age-friendly, who are committed to recruiting, retraining, very important part of the employment picture these days, and retaining experienced workers. And everything can be found on our website on corppbc.org. On the Wisdom and Experience page, there's a very simple form for you to nominate a company that's age-friendly to sponsor or to attend. And also on our website, you will find resources to help you find work, listings of volunteer opportunities, and links to volunteer job boards. We produce a newsletter every month with an enormous amount of information, and we have Zoom events every month with speakers. So there's a lot going on, and it can all be found on our website.
And it's a very valuable resource. I've spent a fair amount of time. Is there any cost associated with any of this?
No. Yeah. Well, to attend the event, yeah. Yes, there is a registration fee of $45.
Seems cheap.
Well, you get breakfast, and the thing I didn't mention, you'll hear a wonderful speaker, Chris Farrell, who is a very well-known economist and writer around issues of aging and retirement. The title of his work is Purpose in a Paycheck.
You do some amazing things. You're a wonderful resource. I'm so glad that I found you. I have to thank Karen. I know she's listening. So I want to thank Karen for putting us together. I think the information that you put out is so invaluable to the marketplace. I think people will really get something out of this. And I can't tell you how much I hope that your event is every bit as successful as you want it to be.
Well, thank you, Scott. We appreciate your support, and hope we'll see you there.
We will. Well, you won't see me. I'm going to be in Lake Tahoe, but you will see somebody from our
okay.
firm.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, if you tuned in at the beginning of the show, I made mention of the fact that I don't ever do anything political on the show, and I don't, because that's not the purpose of the show, and I'm not going to change that. However, I eat out almost every night, which I think if I die tomorrow, a couple of restaurants will file bankruptcy and three doctors will have to close their practices. But I walked in last week to one of the restaurants I go to all the time, Uncle Eddie's at Bluffs Square Shops. And when I walked in there, there was a sign that actually offended me so. And I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on. There is no place in our country for this. And this sign said, in memory of 9/11 and the 13 fallen service members, we are only serving patriots of the USA. If you are still a Biden supporter, this restaurant is not for you. I don't care who you support. This restaurant is not for you. Don't go there. All right? There's nothing patriotic about a sign like that. That is not patriotic. Republican, Democrat, I don't care. All right? There is nothing. If who you support politically entitles you to belong or attend or frequent a restaurant in this area, all right, that is shameful. It is the antithesis of patriotism. I am embarrassed for anybody who thinks that that is okay. It's not okay. And would I feel that way if it said, if you support Trump, you're not welcome here? I'd feel that way, too. This is not about that. America does not segregate patriotism by who you vote for, all right, or who you support. Shame on you, Uncle Eddie's. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this show. I'm sorry that people, that I have to do this, but I am unbelievably infuriated by what I saw. So on that note, I want to thank you all for joining me. Please, there are 12 other Italian restaurants within 5 miles of there. Go there, all right? I'll tell you all about them if you call me. Anyway, Scott Greenberg, oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. So glad that you were with us tonight. Come back next week, medical marijuana. Have a good night, all. We love you. Thank you. Good night.